Good morning. You're listening to FloraDaily.net. And this morning we have John Ball with us with Stiefel Nicholas as the Managing Director. How are you doing today, John?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Kemp.
Doing well despite what's going on in the marketplace, huh?
Well, Stiefel Nicholas is only 5% off an all-time high, so we're feeling relatively fortunate here.
Well, that's good. That's tremendous in this current situation. I'm glad you got a chance to be with us today, because I know there's a lot of people out there that are just, you know, based on everything that's happened with the Feds bailing out some of these bigger firms and the credit situation being where it is. I just wanted to ask you, you know, what does all this mean, do you think, to the flooring industry?
Well, we're living through, you know, history in the making here. We haven't seen a credit crunch of this severity, arguably, since the Great Depression. And, you know, the investment banks going belly up, Lehman and Merrill finding a sort of a savior in Bank of America is essentially an admission that the heavily leveraged models that Wall Street investment banks were using don't work. Unfortunately, we're in the midst of a asset devaluation phase, which is a fancy way of saying assets are falling in price, and in order to meet goals of liquidity, institutions are being forced to try to sell assets in a depressed market, which further creates the spiral of the vortex down. And unfortunately, we're now in a situation where the private market has essentially said they won't pony up the capital anymore. So the sovereign wealth funds and the PIMCO, the big bond manager out in the West Coast that were some degree funding things early on in the crisis several months ago, have pulled back, and that's why either the government stepped in the case of AIG, or they've allowed the firm to fail in the case of Lehman. And you know, we're now operating under a extremely tightened credit environment, and that has very negative implications for the economy, and I would argue that this won't persist or can't persist for long without some attempt by the government, most likely a government-led with perhaps private market participation, some kind of resolution. But we are locked up on the credit side of the things, and that has very negative ramifications for the economy.
So in the flooring business, when there's no credit out there, that means that folks that are considering renovating or spending a little money, I mean, they can't get the credit they need to buy the product. Is that?
Well, yeah. LIBOR, which is the London Interbank Borrowing Rate, which is a short-term rate. You know, there's so many mortgages and small business loans that are tied to LIBOR. You know, as one, for example, that cost has risen dramatically. So just the cost of borrowing money has gone up, if you can even have access to it. We rely, obviously, in this industry on financing a good portion, whether it's the purchase of a home or a remodeling activity. Financing by the consumer is often used, and we're seeing the availability of that credit tighten up, home equity lines being pulled, credit card balances being or lines of credit being reduced. So you know, it's one thing to have the stock market go down. That affects people's net worth and psychology to a degree. But when you constrict credit, you're constricting how the economy functions. And that's precisely what's going on right now. And again, I would argue that it can't persist for very long without severe consequences, which I can't imagine will allow to play out. But so far, the injections of liquidity by the central banks, not just here but globally, have not done much to stem the fear.
Does this keep the companies that are on the manufacturing side, does it also keep them from, I mean, they just kind of go into a hold mode, don't they, since businesses?
Well, I mean, if there's any good news, the balance sheets in this industry, the public companies at least, are strong. So I think they'll survive. But there's no doubt that profitability is getting squeezed. We've had raw materials go up. We've had demand fall. That's a bad combination. So margins are under immense pressure. I think when we see third quarter results, we'll see some very poor results on the manufacturing side. But again, balance sheets are strong, and we'll get through this this period. I would be more concerned for, you know, the the small business owner running a floor covering store who's dependent on consumers coming through that door to remodel their homes. That's a real concern right now, particularly in the housing afflicted areas. But, you know, when you get a credit crunch like this, it'll affect everything.
What is your guess? I know this is probably a crystal ball question, but what's going to have to happen for us to get out of this situation?
Well, as I said, I think the private sector sort of said no mas. We're not seeing the sovereign wealth funds step up here. Governments had to take over several institutions. I think there's a government solution to this at the end of the day, much as I hate to see it, but I think it's happening a lot faster. It's unraveling quicker than most anticipated. So I guess if there's any good news, we might see a resolution sooner than most people think, because the unwinding of this asset devaluation can have catastrophic implications for the general economy. And I think to some degree this administration was hoping they could pass it off to the next administration, but I'm not sure that they're not going to have to move faster. The solution ultimately, in my mind, involves the government somehow collectively taking the bad mortgage paper that's out there and creating something similar to the resolution trust that was created to bail out the savings and loans, allowing entities that are struggling, like a Wachovia under the pressure of bad mortgages, allowing them to reopen the spigots on lending. I think we're moving fairly quickly to that kind of solution, because I think the next few weeks we're going to see this economy slow abruptly, given what's transpired in the past week in the credit markets.
You're thinking that government intervention is probably going to be one of the only things that gets us out of this.
Unfortunately, the private sector, the bankers all got together this last weekend and in a room, and it was like, who wants to pony up money to save Lehman? And nobody wanted to do it. And mm-hmm. The government determined Lehman did not need to be saved, so they let it fail.
Right.
In the same case in AIG. Only the government there decided we can't let this one fail, so we'll put the money in. But the private sector has shown an unwillingness. And it's not surprising, because there's been a lot of talk, rightly so, about the nefarious nature of all these assets. Where are they? What are they worth? Who owns what? What's connected to what? You know, no investor really wants to buy anything if they're uncertain as to what they think the value is,
right.
And that's what we have here. So I don't see the private sector having enough confidence at this point to jump in. They may be led to the table with some kind, just the way J.P. Morgan was led to the table to buy Bear Stearns with a government guarantee. We may see some kind of hybrid solution, but the government will most likely have to be involved in a major way to get out of this.
You know, if the government was going to jump in and save AIG, wouldn't it have made more sense for them to do it on Friday than on Monday?
We can quarterback hindsight, Monday morning quarterback all we want. I think things are happening at a fairly rapid pace. You know, it's always easy to judge after the fact. For example, the Merrill Lynch Bank of America merger happened within 48 hours. There's not a whole lot of time to plan, think. Things are unraveling at an alarming pace.
As the age of pension fund came and went, the next thing that came along was the old 401k. And these people that have their money in the 401ks, I mean, I'm sure most everybody's thinking, I know it's low, but should I pull out before it goes lower?
Well, I'm certainly not a personal financial advisor. I generally think that we have good systems, and we have good, FDIC is one thing for the bank deposits, and I don't think it's a time to panic in terms of personal financial investing. But yeah, there's no doubt that the credit markets are frozen right now. The cost of borrowing is going up dramatically, and the amount that you can borrow has been constricted. Those have very serious ramifications if they're allowed to persist for any length of time. And so I hope we'll see a solution fairly quickly. You know, I would say that if you got overly pessimistic on, say, some of the floor covering stocks, the day this announcement comes out from the government to save everybody, the stocks could rally dramatically. So I think one has to be careful about getting overly pessimistic in the midst of a crisis with their own investments, and this one, I hope, proves to be no different from other prior crises, many of which I've lived through. 87 crash being one, 9/11 another, and there are many others.
Right, right. Well, one last question. I mean, there is a little bit of a silver lining here, I guess, because look at the price of oil, which is, you know, affects the, not only does it affect consumers' open dollars to spend if as long as they're still employed, but it also affects the cost of raw materials.
Yeah, I mean, arguably, this industry's been faced with the two worst enemies of rising costs and falling demand, and it certainly looks like we're breaking the back of the rising costs. So, yeah, there's certainly some good news there. It, you know, flooring's not going obsolete, and you've got to buy it here for the most part. Those products that are imported have been imported for the most part for years. So the structure of this industry is good. Housing construction has got to be near a bottom in terms of units. It's hard, frankly, to go a whole lot lower than here. The question is when we're going to go higher. And so the minute we figure out the job situation and improve credit and psychology, we may see the remodel market come back and then construction would follow. So I think brighter days are ahead, but the next few weeks or months could be extremely difficult.
All right. Well, John, I appreciate you spending time with us. You know, normally we get together with you to talk about quarterly results of all the companies that you follow that are publicly traded in this business. I thought it might be good to get you in since certainly the topic of this week is the financial market.
Pleasure to be on the program. Thank you.
All right, great. Thank you, John. We've been talking to John Ball, the managing director at Stifel Nicolaus, and I'm Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net.